This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson, a doctor involved in a brutal killing nearly 2 years ago in Holland under the guise of that country's medical assistance in dying has finally become exposed to prosecution. The patient's death involved a deliberate combination of disguised sedatives and a prolonged struggle to inject lethal drugs. Perhaps in reaction to the attention the case garnered, Dr. Bodewijn Chapeau, one of the strongest proponents of medically induced death in Holland, finally condemned the killing. And after a new medical board reprimanded the yet unnamed doctor, the chief prosecutor in South Holland is now considering criminal charges. Reacting to recent allegations of so-called shadow banning on Twitter, CEO Jack Dorsey says any censorship he does is simply conversational health work. Critics call that a next-level Orwellian rewrite. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Visit lifenews.com today. Politicians who say they are Catholic at Sunday Mass and then become abortion activists in the public square have a growing problem. Activists in Nevada, Pennsylvania, and elsewhere are explaining the distinction between a practicing Christian and a nominal one. They say Catholic and other Christian voters face tough votes this November and in some primary races still to come. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.